to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. You know, this Thursday, Trish is my co-host. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight.
Good morning, North State.
Good morning. It's 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Let's start out as we usually do with our Wells Fargo advisor and our market minute with Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are lower this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 25 points at 16,241. Well, the Nasdaq's down 7 at 4,166, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,849. Oil's up $2.10 this morning at $101.29 a barrel. Well, the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.53%. Gold's down $5.60 at $1,297, while silver's down 8 cents at $19.71 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Big Blue's down $1.90 at $190.78. Caterpillar is up 62 cents at $98.40, while Microsoft is up a nickel at $39.85. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Josh. We stopped by yesterday at our Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. And, you know, just walked around the office saying hello to everybody. You weren't there, so I sat behind your desk, got a couple of phone calls, handled it for you.
I appreciate it. It's not that bad, is it?
Nah, you know, I just said, no. Buy low, sell high. They went, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. So, anyway, thanks a lot, Josh.
All right, take care.
You bet. Hey, yeah, you know what? It is. Go down to Park Marina Drive and, or give them a call at 243-7561. These people are, you know, are your neighbors, but more than that, they are very, very good at what they do. Annuities, retirements, you name it, they've got it. They've got the information on it. So give them a call again, like 243-7561. They all are so knowledgeable.
It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 57 today. Rain likely, mainly after 11 p.m. tonight.
I got some likely rain on me today when I was walking in.
It was sprinkling, yes.
The weather rock seems to be wet.
Yes, rain low around 50 on Friday and showers with thunderstorms possible after 11 a.m. on Saturday. Chance of showers on Sunday and rain again by Monday. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793.
Get your little cheat sheet there. So I need to make a copy of that. Stick on our new, stick on our weather all the time here. Well, good morning, everybody. We have a lot of things happening today. We're going to have the Anderson police chief who's going to be rolling through here talking
yes.
about crime in Anderson. I mean, since we don't have just the lock on crime, we've got a
Vietnam
veterans.
We can talk about
veterans.
Other good things in Anderson,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they are Vietnam veterans, of course. The other thing is we have Judy Maxwell here, our insurance lady.
Good morning.
Good
How y'all
morning.
Doing?
You know, how can I not be perky in the morning with Trish and Judy here? They both come in just big smiles, and I mean, they're ready to go for the day.
Well,
and
we
I'm like,
have extra strong coffee.
Yeah, I add strange things to the coffee here too. It's just people get people going here. Judy's here because the Obamacare. When she called, Obamacare was going to end Monday.
Right.
But we knew what was going to happen. We knew that he was going to extend it. We knew that because he's done nothing else but gut his own plan and now, oh, let's extend it some more.
Well, Obamacare was not going to end. I mean, let's be clear.
That
we wish that would happen, but
yeah, well,
it was just the ability to enroll was supposed to end.
Right. That is correct.
Well, that's what I meant. That wasn't.
I mean,
really
that was wishful thinking.
That was wishful thinking. Okay, but then yesterday, I guess, what we talked about the day before, Obama says, well, no, not so fast. But Judy, you're going to be here to explain it to us.
Well, what it is by March the 31st, by midnight of March the 31st, they have to at least have started their application online, which is they need to go in and create an account, and then they need to go in and, you know, check the date of that application. They need to consent to verification, and then they can exit. But let me tell you something. That is not as easy as it sounds, because you get kicked out of this website. You get kicked out. I mean, we tried three times yesterday to try to enroll somebody, and kept getting kicked out, and the thing did not get saved. So you have to be, you know, very careful if you're going to do that. I would not suggest waiting till the last minute.
No, and the other part, too, is that you don't have to prove, you know, things. You just have to say that, you know. And then Biden is using it as an excuse. Vice President Biden is using an excuse that a lot of people just don't know how to use a computer. Is that a problem?
Well, let me tell you, the program for Covered California, and I will say they've done a great job, and it's a pretty simple program. But the challenge, again, is there's so many people using it, it's so overburdened, you get kicked out, and it's hard to get things submitted. It will take over an hour sometimes plus, and then you can't even get in there to several days to try to finish out somebody's application. So it's not the techniques and the technology of the computer, it's just so overloaded and burdened. And then what happens is people go in and, you know, they'll pay and all this, but it's not getting pulled over to the carrier, to the insurance company. And then they're not pulling out the payment from the people's account, so they think they've paid. And we'll be on hold for 3 hours plus with these carriers. And they'll finally say, well, their check was insufficient funds. And then people will come back and say, there's no way I had check protection, and no way it was a credit card. And so then they call their bank or whatever, and then the bank says they never even requested for the funds. And so then they get canceled, and then we may have to go back and redo everything again.
So what we're saying
the system
still can't handle this. This is in Covered California. Oh. And obviously what's happening with Obamacare nationwide isn't working either. With the amount of people they have signed up, I think they've got, you know, they talk about 4 million signed up, but I think of that, 3 million. I think there's only like 1 million new people.
But there's so many numbers out there that they're not realistic, because again, how many have they actually accredited with payment? You know, that's the whole key.
Well, that's true. They're saying most of these people haven't even paid.
So, no, they haven't paid. And again, they've tried to pay, but then again, the money's not getting pulled out of their account. And one thing I really want to emphasize to people, anything you get in the mail, and that's why it is really important to have an agent, because anything you get in the mail, you should let your agent know, and so that they can, you know, be on the same page. Many times we don't even get it pulled up on our carrier web page that we have them as a client, because it's not getting pulled over from Covered California over to the carrier. And so then we have to do challenges like that of, you know, tracking it like crazy.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's on days like today, 45 degrees out there, that get that nice warm latte or espresso or just anything, cafe macchiato. And walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. What can I say? Tobacco and Brew honors its veterans. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Judy Maxwell, Trish Clark, and I are here today on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Linda's got Pat Karch and Ms. Pat Karch coming in. They're going to be having a health show tonight, talking about a lot of different restaurants and places here in town where healthy living and healthy diets are available. We'll be right back after these messages.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We have on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, and that's with Pat Karch is going to be there tonight and talking a number of different things. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Orchard Nutrition. North State's nutrition experts are the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli for nutritionists on the staff. Classes in the evening on diet and health. I mean, these are just things that are offered by Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. And remember that Amazing Foods for Life with gluten-free mixes that you can just pop into the oven and 15 minutes later you have great tasting buns and rolls, which we have, and we have eaten that Vicky has given us. Those and we buy are just outstanding. Gluten-free. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Our guest, Judy Maxwell, and we have about 10 more minutes to talk about this great experiment of Obamacare in Covered California. What we talked about before was that the system's overrun for one thing, but even then when people are in the system, it's just not working. It throws people out. They say we're taking their money, you know, when they try to pay and they don't. So the whole thing is such a mess. People don't know if they're covered or not. All the people that may have tried to pay aren't, you know, can't pay, or people have just signed up who haven't paid. You know, maybe they're thinking they have paid. I mean, the whole thing, but plus the fact that 60% of the people don't even know They still have to sign up for Obamacare. After billions of dollars, 60% of the people still don't know they have to sign up.
So, Judy, how does this translate when they've gone through all of this? They think they've got it. Let's try to bring it back a little bit to how it actually reacts in the doctor's office. So when they go to the doctor's office, they think they're all covered. They've got their insurance. They go in. They make an appointment. What happens then?
I cannot emphasize enough that you need to make sure your doctor takes covered California and the carrier, and like Anthem Blue Cross, because there's different contracts. There's a contract with just Anthem Blue Cross that you buy, you know, outside of the market, and then there is the covered California Anthem Blue Cross. Doctors are getting paid 30% less on the covered California.
Okay, now
this is really
important. Now, this is kind of like why people refuse to take Medicare or others is because they pay less and it takes them a long time to pay. The doctors are looking at, I've got to perform this. I've got to see now because of the way healthcare is and with all the ramifications of it. I have to see 20 patients to make my overhead a day, and then I see five more. You know, so that I can make some kind of profit.
Make a little profit.
So you can make some profit. Now, if they start taking the covered California, what they're saying is that whole 25 are going to have to be just to make ends meet, to pay his bills, to pay his taxes, to pay his insurance, pay everything. And now you're talking about another five people, 30 people a day. Well, it's impossible. They can't do that.
And they can't, there's no way they can give the quality of care either.
Any care.
Well, that's what I mean. They can't, they're in there, they can't talk to them, they can't really, if it becomes an assembly line, it becomes like we were in the military, we went in to get shots. Guess what? We lined up, you walk through, bam, you got a shot in your right arm, bam, got a shot in your left arm, walk down two more steps, another shot. I tell you, do you want that? Do you want that as your health care? Well, I tell you what, we're heading in that direction.
Well, and also some of the pharmacies they're going to be able to do some of the basic clinician things too. And so pharmacists aren't prepared for this.
Your pharmacist is going to become your Dr. Olay.
Yeah, exactly.
So like they do flu shots now or pneumonia shots, now you're going to be able to go in there and get all kinds of other healthcare treatments. Basic stuff.
It's going to be kind of like in the cockpit of an airplane in case of emergency, hit the red button and go to a doctor.
Yep, that works for Malaysian Airlines. In fact, if you want to use a cockpit of an airplane in Obamacare, let's talk about Malaysian Airline 337. You know what I'm thinking is that, okay, let's equate that Obamacare to that. Oh, that's getting in the cockpit and push this button. Oh, what happened? Nobody knows because nobody knows who's flying this plane.
That is so close to being the truth. But it is incredibly a challenge with the doctors and making sure, you know, that you can go to, that those, your doctor is going to take the covered California. There's various different contracts. And I called one doctor, one of my clients was having a cataract surgery and so is an eye doctor. And I said, well, look, you guys are on the website. It shows that you take both covered California and then regular Blue Cross. And she says, can you send me that page? And so I sent it and I explained it to her, explained the networks to her and all that stuff. The billing people called Blue Cross. They said, oh yes, we are providers. So even the receptionists and the billing people sometimes are so confused over all this as well.
So bottom line, as this unfolds more and more, we're not going to have any doctors that are going to have the time or patience or expertise or the ability to get through the system to provide the service.
Oh, absolutely. That is totally the case, Trish. Yep. And I mean, and that's not even only in the doctors and then the pharmacy. That is another challenge because the formularies have changed. And so on your old plan, there's maybe some drugs that you were, you know, getting on your plan. You won't be getting them on the new one. And then they have this other thing that we just learned of recently that they allowed you to get your drugs at the pharmacy for 2 months, and then you're supposed to call Blue Cross and opt out of some kind of home delivery system through Express Scripts, so then you can keep getting them at the pharmacy.
And the prescriptions.
And people don't know this.
When the prescriptions are coming and you've got a prescription you've received from your doctor, the pharmacy companies are now deciding that, whoops, we don't like that medication as well. We're going to switch her too.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, I mean, my doctor went ballistic when they did that to me. And I called him. I said, when did you switch me to? He said, I did not.
Welcome to the VA. Welcome to the VA. That's what they do is somebody, not the doctor, makes the switch.
The doctors go through a series of things to determine which medication works for you in an instance.
And that's when your doctor has to put on the prescription, do not substitute.
Exactly.
And that's, if you're going to be on that, like I have that for my thyroid medication, Synthroid, and my doctor has to put do not substitute.
Well, good luck for that in the VA system, because that
well,
may happen
sometimes.
Well,
good luck for that in Obamacare.
But that's what I mean is, but see, people talk about, well, look at the VA, you know, but see, this is what you're doing. My care at the VA clinic, by the way, I'm just saying this up front, has been outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. But when it leaves them, you know, like when they change a medication that the doctor has you on, and then he finds out about it, or you see it and you go, this is different, and or you pick it up during your annual physical. Oh, well, when did this happen? Well, you know, and so then he has to change it again. But see, these are the kind of things that people can count on happening, is that changes like this, sweeping changes that you don't know anything about, your doctor doesn't know anything about, that raises your cost again. I mean, we haven't even discussed the cost of this.
There's so many things out there just so many problems that we're having out there. It's unbelievable. It's hard to even explain them all in this short time. It's really amazing.
Well, I don't think you can begin to even touch on all the ramifications. The clear picture that's created before us, though, is that healthcare delivery, as we know it in this country, is dramatically changing. And it doesn't look like it's going to take very long to get to the worst possible scenario where it's just an assembly line, as he indicates, where you don't have a doctor. These doctors are not going to be able to afford to stay in private practice.
Well, and that's the key. There's not that many doctors that have been wanting to stay in private practice anyway. They've been going to the specialties. And so because the overhead and everything to have a private practice for a family practice doctor is very, very challenging.
Well, just to fill out the forms to submit a claim with all the various and sundry codes that have to be entered on any minor little procedure as they're going through it, you're going to have three or four people doing the billing in your office. That's way more overhead than most doctors' offices. And the doctors have to do it as they go. I mean, while they're trying to see a patient, they've got to be noting little codes for everything that they're doing, whether they examined the right eye first or the left eye first, and everything that they found, and all those have separate codes.
Well, and the number of codes has dramatically increased too. They've gone to about, I think it's like 1,800 to like
135,000.
Yeah, it's unbelievable the number of codes.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to, and then they're not getting paid for 90 days out plus.
Right.
And so,
and God forbid you put in the wrong code on anything, because then after that 90 days, the whole thing gets bounced back to you. And God knows then when you'll get back in the system with an old claim.
So we're running out of time here. Can you safely say is that Obamacare is suffering from, you know, or is in the throes of, desperation, poorly run, poorly supervised, bad, software, confusion on everybody's part because their education process has been so sucky?
You know, what people don't understand, it's truly like a tsunami because there are so...
It's still coming, isn't it?
It's still coming. And people don't understand, it's not just one segment of people, of the people that were uninsured. It has impacted everyone in all walks of life, people under 65. I mean, it has really, it's really, and it is, and then the employers, that's another whole thing that's going to impact them this year.
Well, and, or is it not working, or as some of us choose to believe, it's working exactly as it was planned. Someone made a statement a while back and said, you know, what we really need is a single payer system. It'll just take us a while to get there. And when this whole thing falls flat on its face and is totally and completely unworkable, are we all just going to wake up the next day and be on Medicare?
No, it will be. Hillary will write in and say, look, I'm going to fix this. You know, Medicare works for so many people. We'll just make it all Medicare. And then watch what happens.
And then there is no medical.
Watch the destruction.
And this basically is nationalized because of the way it is. We're already there in a lot of ways. So anyway, thank y'all for having
me. You know, Judy, you're always welcome. And how do people get a hold of you, Judy?
221-0441. We're on the corner of Hilltop and Dana.
And it's the, what, your name of your company?
Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
There you go. Judy
right.
Maxwell. Thanks
always
so much, Judy, for coming
thank
in
y'all.
Here.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
Y'all.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Don't ever think don't ever confuse that accent with somebody that might be, you know, not knowing what's going on around here, my friends. I've known Judy now for several years. This is a very tough,
very, very competent tough lady
and smart woman right here. Don't ever think, you know, like some lady called in that time. She goes, "Oh, I thought you'd be blonde."
That's my
Hey, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Redding Gun Owners of California is hosting its fifth annual fundraiser banquet and auction, March 29th at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join other advocates of the Second Amendment for a night of festivities, gun raffles, and one-of-a-kind auction items. All proceeds go to continue the fight for our constitutional right to own, possess, and carry firearms in California. Tickets can be purchased from Jones's Fort, 223-3223.
On April 1st, That Kitchen Place is celebrating their 10th anniversary.
What kitchen place?
That Kitchen Place on Hilltop across from Best Buy.
Oh, That Kitchen Place. How are they celebrating?
In style. They'll have a week of daily giveaways, delicious food sampling, and even wine tasting from Indian Peak Winery. That Kitchen Place wants to thank the people of Reading for 10 years of fabulous business.
Where is it again?
That Kitchen Place, located at 975 Hilltop Drive.
What kitchen place?
That Kitchen Place.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Sweet dreams are made of the...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Butt, it's Thursday. It's Carl Butt and Trish Clark.
And here. Good morning. It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading.
And it's supposed to rain today.
Yes,
and
it is.
In some places, it's raining already. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, our friends Leonard and his associates at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Estate jewelry.
Can't have too many diamonds.
Can't have too many, or guns. But he just sells diamonds and loose, he sells all types of jewelry, but his estate jewelry is just excellent. Yeah. But he has everything there. Plus they have the only true watch repairman in all of Reading is right there in Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard will give you such great deals. And he's a straight shooter. And he will tell you exactly what he thinks. And he's not going
about
to be,
anything.
About anything, but he will not beat around the bush. He'll just say, this is what it is and this is why. I love that in a person. I love that in person. That's why we really like Four Winds Jewelry. Linda's place of choice. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call. 222-2750. Okay. Carl Turner's with us here on our Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day, which is going to be Saturday, March 29th, this Saturday in a couple of days, at the Shasta County Veterans Hall down here on Yuba Street. And I think everybody, well, if you're new to town, it's there next to the post office, but 1605 Yuba Street, right down from the tracks, right next to the tracks. And it's going to start at 10 a.m. and go till 3, but a ceremony out at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo will happen at 10:30. And this is sponsored by the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Nice day to be here.
Yeah, it's any day is a nice day to be here.
Or anywhere.
Or anywhere. Tell us a little bit about, you know what, this is something that started a while ago. The Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans. You've got a great story here.
Yes, it started a number of years ago. I was doing research last night on the history of it and came across an article about Carl Gorman, a World War II veteran. Several years ago, in the earlier part of the century, I'm guessing around 2004 or 5, he went to a Veterans Day parade and noticed all the cheering going on for all the different groups of veterans until it came to the Vietnam veterans. And there was no cheering. He said it just, you could hear a pin drop. It was so quiet as they marched by. As a veteran, it upset him. And he started doing some research and, contacting politicians at our state level to see if he could do something about this that would help honor Vietnam veterans. He eventually got a hold of a legislator that put a bill before our state, and which eventually resulted in Governor Schwarzenegger signing a bill in 2008. Creating Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day at the end of March every year. That has gone on, that has swept the country. Almost every, as far as I know, every state has a celebration the end of March that welcomes homes Vietnam veterans.
Something that didn't happen.
And that was a long time coming. Yeah. I mean, my goodness, well, we're talking many years of.
Oh no, you know, it was, what happened to our Vietnam veterans was not just tragic, but criminal too, the way our government treated them, frankly, and are still treating them.
Well,
when it gets down to it.
The thing is, politicians didn't do this. A veteran did this.
Well, that did this, that started
this
program.
That's the important thing.
Yeah, and this is veterans, and again, it's, as we have a sign here, never again will one generation of veterans abandon others.
That's right.
And we have that sign up here that was given to me by Vietnam veterans. You know, the bottom line on this is when we got back from, Desert Storm, we were heroes. The military was heroes all over America. And I think they started turning around kind of maybe looking at how they had treated. I know they turned around, America turned around, started looking at how they treated Vietnam veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the parade in San Diego, and I led my unit down in the, in that parade. The ones that started that parade off were Vietnam veterans and mm-hmm. were cheered and loved on and all this as they went through. It was what, 20 years? Probably 20 years too late, but it was the type of war that we were in and the way the politicians were and in society at that point. And I think we're, in many ways, we still pay for that.
Yes, and it's truly, it's a normal reaction from my experience. America goes into wars. We get tired of them. The public gets tired of it. They don't want it anymore. It's like same thing we're going through now. Fortunately, now we're not blaming the veterans for it.
Exactly,
we're not blaming the warriors.
Right. That's
though,
right.
Though
exactly.
You know, not overtly, but I think in many ways, I think very subtly, this is happening because I'm looking at the unemployment of our young men and women coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Unemployment for 18 to 24 years olds are 25%. Three times what it is for other Americans. For just veterans themselves, it's 15%. So I think there are subtle ways that our veterans are being discriminated against, either because of of, about this PTSD, which has blown up well beyond the number of people that actually have post-traumatic stress, and a number of other things, but it's still there. It's still there. It may not be out, but you hear people, like somebody says to me, well, you seem so normal after I got back. And I'm thinking, wow, you seem so blonde. come on. It's that kind of thing, but,
But you have to lay part of that squarely at the politicians' feet. Because when they start saying things about our returning veterans, about the fact that they can't be trusted and they shouldn't have a gun and they, et cetera, and these statements have come out of the hierarchy of our administration on several occasions, casting aspersions towards our returning veterans that they somehow are different now and can't be trusted in the workplace.
Well, the interesting thing with that is if you look at the politicians that are screaming the loudest, they are not veterans.
Oh, heck no.
They have not served our country.
Absolutely not.
They have served themselves. And you're right. PTSD has been blown out of proportion. A lot of people have PTSD.
That weren't
and
in
still
the...
function and have a wonderful life.
They have a wonderful life. They run businesses.
Look at yourself. Myself. When I started having problems with PTSD, I was still in the service. I was in the Navy by then. I still went on and graduated from college, have a successful marriage, have a wonderful life. So it doesn't stop you. It's like any other ailment that you might have. You could have cancer. You can still have a life.
You still have a life and you can still go on with it. And you're absolutely right, Carl. And the thing is, it's because you start seeing movies, you start seeing TV shows.
The labels.
It's the labels. Again, into the labels. Now, the big thing though is, We're having a Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans.
Yes.
It's going to be this Saturday. Now, what's going to happen there? What are we going to see there?
In the morning, there'll be a motorcycle and automobile
rally
going out to the
yeah. Are they going to leave right from there?
They're going to leave from the Memorial Hall, and about 9:30 they'll leave, get out to the cemetery around 10. The service out there starts at 10:30. It'll be led by Hoopa Sweetum, which is a local Native American group.
It's beautiful what they do.
Yes.
If you've never seen it, you need to do this.
They helped us last year. They had joined us in the celebration and the welcome home.
And there are veterans in that group too.
Yes, there are. Actually, Native Indian veterans.
That's right.
Have a bigger percentage of warriors that fought in Vietnam than any other minority in the country.
Yeah, Native
and
Americans.
Lost
Native
also.
Americans.
Yeah, the percentages. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we're honored to have them participate with us in, Saturday. They have five new cremains that they've MIAP has acquired over this past year. They will be laid to rest out there on Saturday.
Oh, very special ceremony.
Yes, it's a very moving event. Then at noon, by noon, they'll be back here at the Veterans Memorial Hall. We'll have a complimentary lunch donated by Vietnam Veterans of America that'll be prepared by Sons of Italy.
Sons of Italy? Oh, they're always in their sinks, right?
Yeah. Well, they showed up one year and we had hot dogs and hamburgers and they cried. They said, you can't do that to veterans. We'll cook for you and we'll cook a good meal. And they do.
And they do.
They're a wonderful group of people.
This community just never ceases to amaze me the way somebody gets an idea and starts something and then all of these fraternal groups and they join in, and it's a great community to live in.
The local mayors from the local communities and the board of supervisors there with their proclamations for Vietnam veterans.
And that'll be after lunch?
Yes, that'll be after lunch. Mistletoe School will be there. Some of their students will be singing. Afterwards, we'll have some words by Rod Lindsay and Eddie McAllister, our president. Then we'll have a silent auction to raise money for the Vietnam Veterans Monument that we're working on that will be installed at the Igo Cemetery.
Okay. So people can stop in any time during the day, though. They can drop in and out, and they can make donations to help.
Yes, they can.
To help pay for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial out there.
Right.
Great. Okay. All this is going to be Saturday. And it starts at, people can start coming in at 10 o'clock into the, the vet center there, and then they can walk around, talk to people,
and we'll have different people there during the ceremony.
So that people, if they're not going to drive out to Igo, they can still come in and talk to people. Good. Great. This is super. Is this something for, Vietnam veterans? Bob? Okay. So it's Saturday. 10 o'clock down at Yuba Street at the Veterans Center there. If you want to participate in the ceremony out at Igo and ride out there, either on your motorcycle or a car, and especially if it's raining, they're going to leave at 9:30 from right there on Yuba Street. Form out and go out there for a ceremony. Super, Carl. Last thoughts here.
Come out and join us. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we need to honor our veterans, all veterans. Thank you.
Wonderful opportunity for people to make donations to this worthy organization and stop by and just say hi and thank those people for their service.
I have several paintings hanging on my wall. I think Linda and I bid against each other last year and on the same painting, from other sides of the room, and they let us. So anyway, Carl Turner, thank you very much.
I would imagine.
Well, they did. Thank you very, very much for being here. All right. Wait, thanks, Trish Carl. Clark and I will be right back after these messages.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Ted Light here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Light, and I'll see you at the range.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Vistar Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for well over 20 years with outstanding service to all makes and models of air conditioners and heating systems. It's going to start getting hot here, my friends. Give Martin a call. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Warranties, guarantees, treat you just like family. I'm telling you what, it's great with Alliance Heating and Air. We've used them. Bob's used them. We've all used them. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I tell you, I can absolutely, without reservation, tell you Alliance Heating and Air are just great people in the heating and cooling systems and are a way to go. All right. On the phone is Christine from Turtle Bay. You've got a big auction coming up.
Yes, we do. Our biggest fundraiser of the year, Jeans, Jewels, and Jazz, Hooray for Hollywood, is this Saturday night at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
You still have a ticket or two left?
Yes, we do. If you're interested in coming, give me a call. You can reach me at 242-3130. We'll get you a couple tickets, and you can come and join the fun.
Well, I can tell you right now, you know, Linda's going to be an MC there.
Yes, she is.
Along with Dave West. But she has said, and I've seen him, I said, you know, this is probably some of the greatest raffle items that you've ever had.
Yeah, we've got some really amazing prizes in our raffle this year. We're doing our cruise raffle again, and the winner will win their choice of a 9, 10, or 11-night cruise on Azamara Cruise Lines. And then the first prize is a seven-day, six-night stay at a private home in Trinidad, California, and which is it's an absolutely amazing place. And then the second prize is a day at the races. You'll spend the day at Thunderhill Raceway. You'll get, you know, paddock passes and get to make some hot laps in a pace car and see race control. And that's for you and five of your friends. So the raffle prizes we have this year are really amazing.
The auction items, though, are just fantastic, too.
Yes, yes. We're really, really lucky this year. We have some really amazing live auction items. From jewelry to trips to Mexico, you can win a private tour to see the elephant seals at Point Reyes. You can win a private evening tour of Alcatraz Island. I mean, we have some amazing things.
You can actually bid on and win.
Yes.
A dinner at the Bot House with my world-famous paella with Rick and Pam Hill helping out. Rick playing acoustic guitar. Linda will be singing. Cigars and port afterward for those who wish to imbibe. If not, just port afterwards.
Exactly.
This has been a happy time every time we've done that.
I've heard nothing but good things about your paella, Carl.
Well, good. That's because, you know, as long as everybody lives through it, we're all okay then. All right.
Yeah, and plenty of port will make anything good.
Christine, how do they get a hold of you again?
They can reach me at 242-3130. Give me a call. We'll set you up, and the event starts at 5:30 on Saturday night at the Civic, and hopefully we'll see you there.
And just remember is that this goes to help keep our Turtle Bay Museum open and functioning. It's got, you know what, such a great part of our community is Turtle Bay.
Exactly. All the funds that are raised on that night go to support the educational programs and exhibitions at Turtle Bay.
Great. All right. Thank you so much,
Christine.
Thanks, Christine.
Thank you. It was nice talking to you both this morning.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Here's my here it is. Here it comes. We don't have to worry about winning elections anymore in California if you're a Republican or a conservative or a libertarian. The Democrats are taking themselves out of the fight, one at a time. Here's my favorite. State senator arrested in an FBI sweep, Leland Yee, even though he hasn't been found guilty, all right?
Okay.
This is the guy that he was the anti-gun guy. Plus, he's big into transparency in the government. And what's he get arrested for? Arms dealing and taking bribes and all these things. But my favorite part is Yee discussed helping the agent get weapons worth $500,000 to $2.5 million, including shoulder-fired missiles, and explaining the entire process of acquiring them from a Muslim separatist group in the Philippines to bringing them to the U.S.
All while he was backing legislation to take our guns away from us.
To take away our right to have a gun, yet he's got connections to a Filipino al-Jihad group. I know, Bob, you want to say something.
If you take away the guns from the law-abiding populace, you automatically create a market in the illegal ones. I mean, it's sheer genius when you think about it.
Well, absolutely, and he's got all the connections to make that happen and introduce the legislation to take ours away and then bring them in to fill the gap.
Yeah, that's right, and then another guy named Raymond Chow, one-time gang leader with ties to San Francisco's Chinatown known as Shrimp Boy. And Keith Jackson, he's your campaign aide. Yeah, he's also accused of accepting tens of thousands. Hey, okay, look, this is the third one. You've gotten, you have Yee here, and then you have the other guy that got arrested and convicted.
Steinberg?
Not Steinberg. But the one guy that got arrested and convicted.
Yeah.
And then the other one who's been arrested and charged. Both of them are on leave. Quote. Paid leave,
and they can come back and vote at any time.
No. They've held them from voting.
Oh, okay.
This is what Senator Gaines said, is that they've held them from voting. But they're still being paid, and they said, well, this one guy's been convicted. Is it Gaines or something like? No, not Gaines.
No,
it's not Gaines.
Quit throwing out names. You're going to
get. No, I have my corrupt politicians. Ted Gaines. Straight. Ted Gaines is our senator. I'm sorry, it's not Gaines. Whoever was convicted, he was convicted, and they said, well, how come he wasn't thrown out? Well, he hasn't been sentenced yet. So he's still collecting his $100,000 a year plus all the graft he's done and all this. You know what, Trish? I sit here and I chortle. This is what happens when you have so much power. And for these years that they've done it to feather their nest. And I bet you if you went through that whole Senate, that you'd find stuff on a lot of people in there. And this is what they're afraid of, because these guys are starting to name names of other senators. They're giving them up.
Well, then let's hope they do that. Let's hope they really, if they're going to get in there and clean house, go in and name everybody, give them extra credit.
I don't care what party they are. Just clean it out.
Well, there's not enough Republicans down there to do very much damage.
Well,
but in the state senate.
Well, you're right. You know what I mean? But the Republicans and clean Democrats could control the government. Gosh, imagine that. Okay. The editorial.
Trying to find the clean politicians would be difficult, I think, at that level.
Hey, big thing here. Delay on the diesel. Remember on the CARB. We just got a delay. The CARB people say the Clean Air Board said, look, we're listening to you. And really, you know what? Gary Catt has been one of the leaders in this battle here. You know, and saying, fighting them and bringing energy to this as well as our representatives have, both our senators and our assemblymen. And they put a delay on the diesels to 2020 instead of this year. And so instead of putting them out of business this year, they've got six more years.
And if they can continue to fight the battle and change the language, they can make it so it's something that we can all live with.
Right. But this for right now is because of Shasta, Siskiyou, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They've got a six-year delay. And all of them have got some kind of delay. And the ones who have spent all this money on it, they're getting some kind of tax rebates or something. But the bottom line is this. You know what? The state backed off on this because it was going to cripple our economy in the state. It's something else that was going to hit our state right now. So, you know what? I don't know if Gary Catt had anything to do with this, but guess what, Gary? You get a shout out because you're the one that was talking about it. You're the one that was, there's a couple others, I'm sure, but your name keeps coming up and wanting to have a coordination, signing for coordination with the state, and they kept turning him down.
Well, and I think it's important to realize, sometimes you lose your ability to move forward, and you think, you can't do anything. You sit back and just scream about it. I think this proves that if, in fact, you feel strongly about something, if you get other people to agree with you, work really hard, and sometimes you can really make a difference if you put forth a lot of effort and really keep going and knock it on the same door and make them listen.
Oh, you hope so. Okay. Hey, when we come back, Anderson Police Chief is with us.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the, our AB 109 friends down in the city of Anderson. And, gosh, you know, citizens on patrol and all those, little
I'm
things
sure
that
Mr.
are happening.
I'm sure Chief Johnson has a lot
Chief of things
to share with us.
A lot of things
morning.
He's going to share with us today. Carl Bott and Trish Clark are here. It's Thursday. It is March 27th. It is 7:59 in the morning, 45 degrees out there, and looks like it's going to get some more rain. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster pace in the last quarter of 2013 than had been estimated. Economist Gus Fouché of PNC Financial Services.
It was revised up from 2.4% at an annual rate to 2.6% at an annual rate. And that's a good number. That's enough to add jobs. It's enough to bring down the unemployment rate. And so that's consistent with what we're seeing in the unemployment insurance claims and the labor market more generally.
The Commerce Department says growth was 2.6% annual rate as consumer spending rose at the fastest pace in 3 years. Also at SRNNews.com, a Thai satellite has detected some 300 objects in an area of the southern Indian Ocean that's being searched for that missing Malaysian Airlines flight.
For the second time in 2 days comes word of large numbers of objects spotted floating in the southern Indian Ocean. This is the same general area where a French satellite picked up images of 122 objects on Sunday. Again, it's not conclusive. Weather in the search area is bad and all flights from the military base in Perth have been cancelled. No one has yet been able to see any of these objects close up.
As the BBC's Paul Adams reporting, bad weather again cut short the hunt for possible debris from the Malaysian jetliner. Satellite images have renewed hope. Authorities in Washington state say they have found additional remains at the site of a massive, deadly landslide. But pilot Bill Quistorf with the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office says from the sky there's just not much to see but pure devastation.
There is nothing, no visible sign of remnants of houses. Nothing man-made in that debris pile, in that landslide area. And only on the south edge is there debris.
Dozens of people remain unaccounted for, although that number is expected to decline. At Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average eking out a small gain in early trading. Right now it's up by about 3 points, and this is SRN News.
I'd gotten a big promotion at work. Our daughter was getting married. So we thought, here we are, life's going to be great. At that point, everything changed.
When Sybil Redman was diagnosed with cancer, her faith guided her to Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
As soon as we walked through those doors at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, all my anxiety left. To know that they embrace not only you, but your faith just makes such a big difference.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, spiritual support plays an important role in our integrative approach to treating cancer.
Our pastor has been with us every step of the way, through every chemo treatment. It gives you the strength and encouragement to keep on.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit.
I firmly believe God led me here.
If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with complex or advanced stage cancer, call us today at 855-939-HOPE. That's 855-939-HOPE. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits. Appointments available now.
The IRS says it will provide all of the email that House investigators have been seeking in their probe of last year's targeting scandal. We get more from SRN's Wally Hines.
Commissioner John Koskinen's pledge coming under intense questioning from House Republicans like Ohio's Jim Jordan.
Mr. Koskinen, what part of all don't you and the IRS understand?
Committee Chairman Darrell Issa calling the IRS response to the targeting scandal dismal.
Your objection or your refusal to cooperate with the committee delays bringing the truth.
After repeatedly claiming the request for all emails would produce a lot of irrelevant material, Koskinen relented.
But if that's the way the committee wants to go, we will go that way.
Koskinen saying it'll take time to redact taxpayer information from the emails. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says his government will set up its own payment system to rival Visa and MasterCard. The move comes a week after the two companies suspended services to Russian banks, which were directly or indirectly hit by international sanctions. This is SRN News. America's energy boom is fueling population growth west of the Mississippi River in towns like Midland, Texas, where city spokesman Sarah Higgins says the boom's been good for business.
We actually have a lot of development coming to the area as well, retail, housing, you name it. People want to be here.
And the fastest growing counties are Williams County, North Dakota, and Duquesne County, Utah, both also affected by the oil and gas boom. In New York City, shoppers may soon have to shell out 10 pennies a bag for all the plastic and paper bags they use. City Councilman Brad Lander.
We see the bags up in our trees. We see them clogging up the storm drains. We know how many of them we take that we don't need. We know how many of them we throw away. We see them floating down our streets.
Residents use 5.2 billion disposable plastic bags a year. It costs the city $10 million just to ship those bags to landfills. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 8:06 in the morning right here on the 27th of March. Phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Good morning, question mark and Craig and Angel and Sonny and all the others that are in there. Let's start off as we always do with our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets are mixed this morning and just have been searching for direction all morning. Currently, the Dow's up 15 points at 16,284. NASDAQ's down 9 at 4,163. And the S&P 500 is down a fraction of a point at 1,852. Oil's up $1.19 at $101.45 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.53%. Gold's down $3.90 at $1,299, while silver's down 4 pennies at $19.75 an ounce. Some most actively traded stocks this morning. Facebook's down 74 cents at $59.61. Hewlett-Packard's down 29 cents at $32.05, while Kimberly-Clark is up 53 cents at $111.07. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 243-7561. If you, they're there. They're the experts. They can tell you. They can help you, assist you in your retirements, annuities, insurance, the whole thing, all at our Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561.
And it's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. We have a 50% chance of showers today, mostly cloudy with a high near 57. Excuse me, rain likely with mainly after 11 p.m. tonight. Friday, looking at rain again, and Saturday, showers with thunderstorms again possible. Chance of precipitation is 80% on Saturday, and Sunday a 30% chance of showers. Looks like more rain into next week. Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793.
That's right. And, you know, not to get intimate here with you, but how'd you sleep last night?
I slept wonderfully well. My sleep number setting is 55.
You know, my sleep number setting is still 35. I'm not sure why that is, except I've been, you know, I slept on the ground a lot growing up. And,
in my
past life, you know, it's kind of like that. You know, I noticed that elk killer's on my side of the bed as opposed to Linda's 45. In her sleep number setting. You know, sleep number, and this part, you've had it, how long have you had sleep number?
Over 10 years, about 15 years, I think.
15 years, and you just haven't had a problem.
I adore it. It's a great bed. You slip into it, you lay, slip down into the bed, and you hardly move all night long.
I tell you what, it's got the, it's clinically proven now to relieve back pain, improve sleep quality, and of course, Consumer Reports rates it number one. of mattresses with the exclusive dual air technology. But no, it means I can have one set and she has another. So she being Linda.
My other side is vacant. We keep, have to remind that.
Right now, save $400, the lowest price ever on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. And where do you find them? Go to the Target Shopping Center and look over there across the parking lot and you will see a Sleep Number store. And I tell you, it's like walking into an Apple store. I mean, everything is just like technology and everything just to be able to make sure you get a great night's sleep. Talk to Brian or Janice over there. Sleep Number. You know, we do these commercials on Sleep Number, and the thing about it is that, you know, we have to do a certain amount because it's, you know, it's part of our, you know, our contract with them. But if it didn't work, it makes it really difficult.
Absolutely.
It does. And that's why when we do live reads, you know, we get enthusiastic about the people we do live reads for because we use their services and we're sold on their services. And so it's easy for us to do this. So, and they also, they support the station. So with this, but anyway, that's probably one of the things, and Linda and I constantly look at each other and say, you know, we go on too long. It just says a mention. But we go on a little bit longer than we should, like I'm doing right now. Okay. Trish.
Yes.
We have a guest.
We have Chief Michael Johnson from the City of Anderson with us today, police chief. And we're going to have discussions about all kinds of interesting things. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. My sleep number's 10, by the way, because that's how many hours of sleep I feel good. It's 10.
Yeah, we're trying to tell the sheriff, you know, you could have happier prisoners if you put Sleep Number beds into the jail there.
That's just what we need.
We need happy prisoners.
That's a goal for all of us is making sure our prisoners are happy.
And speaking of making people happy, why don't we just go out and buy Sleep Number, our Sleep Number mattresses for all the people that are just, you know, out there. And it says, you know, give me money and food for my dog. Instead, we'll just give them
this is California. You're one lawsuit away from that happening every day.
And you know what, Chief, you were just at a conference you have to listen to what he's getting ready to tell you, this statistic.
California Chief of Police Conference. It's held annually. It's a conference where the police chiefs from the state of California all come together and we have various trainings and presentations and seminars that we go to throughout this conference. One of the trainings at this year's conference was a training on homeless or transient populations. And you can use whatever word you want to describe that population. I'm talking about the same population no matter what. That training was put on by three host agencies, which was San Luis Obispo, Ventura, and Santa Barbara. Probably three of the cities that have probably the largest homeless issue in their cities. And so they're kind of the leading experts on it and what they're doing about it. And what Carl's referring to is the statistic I told him that was given to us at that training, and that was probably the most profound. This is not my statistic. It was told to us that the state of California alone has a larger homeless transient population than the rest of the United States combined.
Okay, let's say that one more time. And this is out of people doing facts and figures, statistics here in the state of California from three of the cities that have had one of the largest homeless transient populations. So they've done big studies on this.
Yes. Now, I should preface this that this is not law enforcement statistics.
Okay.
These statistics were brought forth by social service groups that created these statistics and are trying to track this sort of thing.
Okay. So that California has the largest, has more homeless and transients
in the state than the rest of the United States combined.
And why doesn't that
surprise me?
Well, there's two main factors for that.
Okay, wait, but let's hold on. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to tell you why that is as soon as we get back from this message. We'll be right back.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Redding Christian School. Located just minutes east of Redding, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Redding Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
That was a good one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. You were the good one, okay? You were the good one, Trish.
You just made a really bad comment about politicians and then said, I just made, thinking you were one.
I just looked at Trish and said, you know what? You were one. She goes, I was a good one. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Of course, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Linda's got Pat Karch and Mrs. Karch coming through here tonight and Pam and Pat and Pam. And they're going to be talking about, they've got, you know, like Sky Restaurant. They've got a lot of things, healthy living and all that coming in tonight at 6. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur right here in Redding. And, you know, he's our firearms, you know, dealer of choice. Long guns, pistols, you name it. Not only that, but he does an outstanding job on gunsmithing and in tweaking your guns. Not only that, but he prides himself on his customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock. It means ammo. And at reasonable prices. There you go, guys. And at fair and reasonable prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. Our guest, brought in by
Mike Johnson.
From Anderson.
And he's going to answer the burning question as to
why do we have, I'm sorry, I just said that. Why do we have more homeless and transients in California than any other state combined?
Well, I'm giving you the answers again based on the training that we went to at the Cal Chiefs Conference. And what they told us, there are two primary reasons that California has this epidemic. And first is the weather. We have a mild climate year-round, and it's a great place to be throughout the season. So if you are
kind of like
homeless,
a vacationing, a homeless vacation,
or transient, it's a good place to live. The second,
and plenty of camping spots,
and probably the biggest real problem that we can control is California is an enabling state, and
yes,
we enable them and provide services. And not only do we provide all the services, but we centralize them for them. We make it easy for them.
We reach out to them. We go get them.
Yeah, exactly. And what they found is that a large percentage, and I don't remember what the percentage was for this, of that transient homeless population is from out of state. They ship them or come from out of state to come here.
They ship them?
Well, I say that.
They is that tongue here. In cheek, or
they
do
get,
we,
they get here
somehow? Huh?
Yeah. They
well,
get here
and it, no, there's no question that there certainly were cases, as I recall, where there were certainly allegations made where people were buying bus tickets for people to get them out of their communities, and the bus tickets went directly to metropolitan areas in the state of California.
Now, when I used to work the street, I had noticed that there was a lot of people with out of state IDs that were homeless or transient, and we would ask them, "Why are you here?" Or why California? Why'd you come to the city? And they would give answers such as, you know, I had an abscessed tooth and I needed it fixed. So I come here and I get the services and it's nice. So I stay. Now, and that services piece of this puzzle that I just spoke of, Mike Johnson's observation on this is that, and this is nothing profound, you probably already know, that cities that are the county seat for each county have the biggest problem with the transient homeless population, and that's because that's where all those services are centralized. And they're usually all within walking distance from each other,
we do studies because we take into consideration the fact that this is a population that does not have access to transportation. They don't have money, so we make it as easy as possible for them to access. I mean, you can make suggestions, as you recently did, that if we take those services and put them out in each one of the several communities that are available in Shasta County and make those services available to them in the communities they live in, they're going to balk at that because it's too hard to access them because they don't have transportation money, and everybody's going to say, oh, no, it makes it too difficult. We have to facilitate as we go out of our way to even sign up more people for food stamps and more people for free phones and more people for everything we have. We want to be sure everyone who needs it gets it.
Yeah,
it's a mindset in the state of California.
And Trish, there's something else. There's one last thing I'd like to get out about statistics with this so people understand where we're coming from on this. Of that transient homeless population, they broke it down into percentages of how they break out. And they classify them in three groups. And again, the social services statistics I'm giving you. The 20% are what they call the ready group. And that is the group that, actually wants the services, wants to change their situation, will use the education, the temporary shelter.
They're trying to get out of it.
And trying to get back.
Trying to turn their life around.
And
not there through no fault.
And those are
own.
The ones we want to help. So
absolutely.
Hands down, don't get the wrong message. The next 40% is what they call the unable. And the unable are classified as the mentally ill, the substance abuse, you know, drug and alcohol problem type of people who may or may not be able to transition into that 20%. Then the other 40% was called the resistant. And it's a lifestyle choice, and they don't want help. And these are the ones that you see on the corner with the signs. These are the ones who use the services and abuse the services.
When you say they don't want help, they of course they do want. They want assistance. They want entitlement stuff.
They want
free
stuff.
They don't want to do anything to get off.
They don't want out of it.
They don't
want to
become productive members of our society.
This is why they're doing it. They're using this to for their lifestyle. They'll beg. They'll take all the services.
Where they want to be.
Correct.
They'll camp. They'll steal.
And so those are the 40% that you see on your corners and stuff in the street and are causing the blight in your community. We are coming together with all the social services here in Shasta County. Chief Paletti, Sheriff Basenko, and I met with them all earlier this week. And what we're trying to do is reform a homeless task force here in our county to start dealing with some of these issues and try to
get... You heard it first here, friends.
The thing that we're trying to impress upon, the social service group and this task force and our general public is It's not a police issue. It's a social issue. And
And you can't solve it by giving them more.
No. The police are not the ones that are going to be leading this task force.
And you can't get your hands are tied in many ways.
Yeah. When we come across that person with stolen property or that parolee with warrants or dangerous weapons, that's when we'll step in because we'll be part of this task force and we'll deal with them like the police do. But the other element of it, of trying to get them to services, get them help, or get them reunited with their families back in whatever state they came from.
Or get them moved out of here.
Can I just make a suggestion that with that task force, you include some of the other populations within the community, i.e. business owners, people that are impacted by this, so you get a balance. Because what we don't need anywhere in the state of California is another task force made up of all the social services people, some of which I dearly love, and I'm not pointing this at any one of them specifically. They're good people. But we don't need to figure out a way to provide better services to that population. We need to figure out a way to change it and get them out of here if they don't want to change.
People like Ed Roman, who started the Reading Crime Watch, you know,
of those people.
Who this is impacting. You know,
Shasta Voices, Ed Roman's task force, some of those people. Let's get them in that task force.
Point well taken, and I'll remember that as we move forward.
Well, because one of the reasons, too, is that when you've got – they're all public employees – putting together the task force that especially ones who've got dogs in the fight here. I'm not talking about the police, but I'm talking about others that their existence is based on how many people they help. And I'm not saying anything that's, oh, they're pushing it out, but they're going out for grants with things, you know, and all the time. And the reason is so they can help more people. Well, frankly, we'd like them to help less people. One of the women that help, and I applaud her, that help with the homeless right here in Reading, she goes out to the transients and she says, I don't know any of these people that are on the corners begging. She says, they're not from here. They're not our group here that are trying to use services, trying to do something themselves. She says, I don't know who these people are. And then you get in these, you know, and then let's transition real quick to AB 109. How's that impacting on you and Anderson?
Oh, it's.
We know how it is here in Reading, but how about Anderson?
Huge impact on not in Anderson, in the rural community,
everywhere.
In Reading, everywhere. It's driving our crime rates up just phenomenally, and especially property related crimes, burglaries and petty thefts and grand larcenies, and those are just going through the roof.
Anderson has changed so dramatically since that happened. Areas where I live, we've not had any kind of crime statistics to talk about ever since I've lived there since 1977. Now all of a sudden, it's a daily kind of an occurrence.
Let me give you just one example because I just pulled some stats with this. And this is just one example. Vehicle theft, auto theft, has gone up 217% in the last 2 years in Anderson.
Well, now, how come you haven't made that top list of the worst crime-ridden city in America like Reading has?
I don't know. Maybe they forgot to evaluate me.
Maybe y'all are a little bit slower. I mean, not slower. How big is Anderson?
11,000.
Maybe, okay, maybe it's, that's, cause a 200% increase is two cars were taken, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it could be that, but really the truth is we went from like 36 a year to 120 a year. Something that's
are you still finding that people are leaving their cars unlocked and their homes unlocked still?
It's, I'm always going to be fighting that. That's an educational piece of trying to have people, look out for themselves better and be more vigilant. And we're going to be fighting that one forever. It's just like back to the homeless transient. Trying to educate people not to give them free stuff is an uphill battle. I've been married for 28 years, and I still try to get my wife not to give them stuff, and I still haven't educated her.
No,
so
no,
if you put that into perspective about trying to reach out to people and educate them on an issue when you touch base with them maybe once a year, it's tough.
The one area you want to do is when you're in a gas station and they come through and they want gas to keep moving on, fill up their tank.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that we've done in our city recently to be a little proactive and address some of these blight issues is we are putting on some new municipal codes on the books that give the officers some more tools in contacting people and really investigating and figuring out why they're there or why they're panhandling.
Like what?
Well, for instance, there's some case law about panhandling, holding the signs and asking for money. And so we put in a pretty aggressive panhandling ordinance, or we proposed it, and we'll see if it goes through, which allows us to initiate contact with that person, and that person to have to prove that they actually have the need that they're advertising. So,
yeah, well, that would be false advertising otherwise.
In essence,
in essence, yeah. I mean, saying, "Oh, I, you know."
So a guy standing there and said, "Just need gas," you know, broke down or whatever. So we can investigate, see if he is in fact broke down and needs gas, or if it's fraudulent display of a sign and trying to panhandle and solicit money. So things like that is we're trying to find innovative ways to
bother them
to come up with a solution to the problem.
To stop them and get them to move on. I think what we don't want to do is give us more tools to put them in our jail. It's already overloaded.
We certainly don't want to create
discourage them from making it easy to hang around our jurisdiction. Right. Let them go someplace else.
We don't want to enable them and create a host environment for them to stay. If they need help, we'll find them help. They're truly those people that are misfortunate and want to change. We have the services here.
We want the 20% to get the help they want and to get them back on the road.
And we
want
to be able to go through. And let's, I mean, we really want to emphasize that because none of us in this room here today or anybody trying to solve this problem are not realistic about the need that exists in a certain population. You can lose your job. You can become homeless from one paycheck to the next. We're here and want to help those people. And yes. Make them get their family and their
Absolutely.
Life back in order.
No doubt about that.
And that's what we want to do. We are not interested in having that 40% at the other end who just like their lifestyle and want us to pay for it.
Right. There you go. Our guest has been Anderson Police Chief Mike Johnson, and who has to run.
You brought in a
replacement.
Pinch hitter. My boss, my city manager, is here to fill in the last half hour.
He came through and was smiling out there. So
he's smiling now. When we
I
get
appreciate
done,
you guys
we
having
know.
Me. And
well, you know what, Mike,
we need to
bring you in on a more regular basis because the idea of having this task force finally get put together after this much time is a great idea. I agree that you have to bring in the social services, but as somebody wrote here, that $61 million goes into our social services in the bureaucracy of it around here. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Plus $91 million goes out to people. So there's a lot of money to enable people to give people help. 20%, yes. That 40% of the ones on that have got, frankly, you got drug problems and all that, I put that in a different category than those that have mental problems. But that 40% at the bottom is
Carl,
the ones we have to move out of here.
And to clarify on what you're saying is we are not, so everybody understands, we are not trying to create another platform for more services.
Right.
We're just trying to help address the issues. Get the
Target
people who
the people
need
we
it
can change.
To the services and the people who are here burglarizing and victimizing our community, get them out or deal with them accordingly.
All right. Okay. Hey,
thanks,
we'll be
Mike.
Right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Thank you.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories.
CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. Pat Karch and Pam Karch are going to be there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say about my friends down there except it's great haircuts, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Good people down there. The cheers of barbershops, man's last stronghold. Man's last stronghold. Is that cool? There, you go down there and, you know, you're not going to find, Oprah or Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz, whoever they are, on the TV. NASCAR, baseball, Ultimate Fighting Championships. Great place, good people. You meet nice people down there too. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Trish. You brought in the police chief and you let him go, and now you have the city manager of Anderson.
Yes. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
So are you ready for this?
I am.
Okay. Let's talk about the sales tax.
Let's do that.
I think that's just interesting. Explain the thought process that went into putting a half-cent sales tax in the city of Anderson for the upcoming ballot.
Sure. Well, and I think it ties into the discussion you were having with the chief and AB 109 and how do you deal with these global issues that are occurring. So one of the things is everything costs money. And what level of service do you as a citizen want with that money? And right now we fund 15 uniformed officers out of the general fund, 1.5 parks workers for our 400 plus acres of parks, a planner, a couple of admin people, part of my salary. And that's what that buys you in today's world. And so with AB 109 in particular, that's a driving cause is how do we enhance or possibly provide enhanced service for our residents? And so that takes dollars. And so the council will be putting or is putting before the voter in June a ballot measure. And that ballot measure is for a half-cent sales tax. So there's a measure A and a measure B. Measure A is yes or no on a half-cent sales tax. Measure B is would you like that sales tax used 50% for police services and then the other general fund categories, parks, code enforcement, those type of activities.
Okay, so but measure B is advisory and not binding.
That is correct. That's to give, if you vote yes, give staff direction on where you want that money to go.
Okay, Jeff, so how do you talk to the people in the community who will point out to you, as I will, that the business community is so impacted in the city of Anderson now? We've got vacancies all over the place. Retail outlet store is almost vacant. A lot of businesses that have tried to start up have not been able to be successful. We have a lot of vacancies throughout. we compete as a business in the city of Anderson with one of the largest retail outlets in the North State, i.e. the city of Redding. Everything is available in Redding. So try to getting our own people who live there to even shop in the city of Anderson is a challenge because it's already a little more expensive on most items to shop in the city of Anderson than it is to go up to one of the bigger box stores in the city of Redding. And now you're going to lay a half-cent sales tax on those businesses that is higher than every one of their competitors north of them.
Yes. But let's look at what a half-cent sales tax really is in numbers. It's 5 cents on $10, 50 cents on 100. And that is less than the cost of gas to get to Redding and back. And so I think you have to keep it in that perspective. And also, we have people that go down south to Sacramento to buy stuff or to, you know, other areas now, and those sales tax rates are almost at 9 or at 9. So I
think it's a perception issue, though. I remember being a business owner in the city of Anderson for many years. And I would be, it's a mindset of trying to get people to shop locally and it's an everyday thing because you'll have you'll be standing next to another business who will refer somebody to the city of Redding before they'll refer it to somebody in Anderson because they don't understand the importance of getting those dollars there. Every leak that we create, I have a hard time getting behind this whole concept.
Well, and I think, remember, the council's not saying do this. They're putting it out for the resident. And we have issues with public safety. We need more law enforcement. Every community does up here right now. And this is one avenue of getting there. Do you want to pay 5 cents on $10 to enhance your law enforcement out there? And, you know, how will it improve shopping? Safe. Feeling safe when you shop in our community does create people wanting to come there. But you make a valid point, Trish, and I think it's important that the politicians aren't deciding this. They're putting it to the voters to look at. Do you want this? The people have the say in this. This is not the city saying we should do this. It should be out there for the people to vote on.
Okay, but the timing, again, was the other thing, because the way this kind of came to us citizens, and we can probably thank our local newspaper for that, which isn't a local newspaper anymore. It's an arm of the Record Searchlight, a weekly edition of what they've already printed in most instances, and I'll just get that in there because that irritates me as well. But the point is, what we got was, okay, the council has voted all these raises for all these people, and by the way, to pay for it, we're going to get a half-cent sales tax. That was the perception of how it came across as presented to us. How do you say to that? Okay, we're just giving raises to the people we've already got. How does that enhance my service?
Well, that's half of the story. The other half that may not have been overly relayed was every employee is now paying their PERS. And so that's a take back to the city and the taxpayer that all of our employees now pay 100% of their PERS, myself included.
So the employee share actually means something in the city of Anderson.
Yes, it does.
And that's a good point in what I wanted to bring forward, because I think that is an important part of the piece or piece of the picture.
You bet.
That absolutely did not have any coverage whatsoever.
Right.
And so in the process of doing that, we were able to address that other long-standing issue about how do we continue to pay for the retirees and present employees.
Yeah, so let's talk about, not only are the employees paying their pension cost, or their portion of the pension cost, they also agreed starting next year that any health care cost increase they pay 50% of. They are sharing that with the city. It's also important to remember in Anderson, we don't have retiree medical benefits. We are lean and mean, and we're trying to do what we can do. And so the other thing with the sales tax measure that you brought up, this is something that was a goal of the council's when the budget was formed. So this was one of those goals that was adopted over a year ago, was to look at a sales tax measure. So this didn't come out of the blue. It came in the budget process a year and a half ago.
I mean, can I say something?
Yes, so, please.
No, it's okay.
Might be your show. Yeah.
No, it's not my show. It turned over as soon as Trish walked in. A question here. Seems to illustrate that Anderson needs to attract more commerce to increase revenue rather than raise taxes.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
We are a little over a month away from being at LAFCO for a vote on the 385 annexation of the Roseburg property into the city of Anderson. So what is a city's goal? What should we be doing as a city? We should create opportunity for business. annexation, we're doing that. We're annexing a chunk of industrial land that has awesome potential into our city limits. Has water, has rail, has a rail spur, has highway access. We've completed the infrastructure with the off-ramp and the roundabout. That property is prime redevelopment.
That's not going to be the Stillwater of Anderson, is it?
We don't own it.
No.
We don't own it. It's not going to be a government facility. Oh. But I also wanted to point out another thing, that groundwork was laid. These things don't happen overnight. And this groundwork was laid during the time that I was on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, and Butch Schaefer was the mayor of the city of Anderson, and we worked very closely to put into existence the cooperative structure where that annexation is going to go forward unlike any other annexation that we've ever had in Shasta County for years and years without opposition, because both the county and the city are buying into this and have laid the groundwork to make this happen at the appropriate time.
This is taking a long time, though.
But it's also an example, though, of how your elected officials and your staff do look out to the future of what's good for our city and county, because this is a partnership. This is not only good for the county, it is also good for the city.
And that's my point exactly, because this took a long time to put this in place. It didn't happen overnight or what have you, but it was looking forward. And an example of what can happen when the entities, the county and the city, work together.
Okay, our guest is Anderson City Manager Jeff Keiser. Jeff Keiser. And we're talking about Anderson. We're talking about the proposed tax raise in Anderson. We've changed subjects now. And Jeff's been pretty well about explaining about the whole thing and talking about business coming in and revenue. I can just tell you on the chat room that almost every one of them is, as soon as you start talking about taxes, people start talking about the amount of waste and, that's in not at Anderson, but, just overall.
And
as soon as you talk about
perception.
It, because right now the Chamber of Commerce is asking a question to all of the businesses is, what do they think are the five or six? They've got a whole bunch of lists. What are the most serious problems facing Reading? But also, what do you think about a half cent raise in the sales tax that would go directly to, police? And, police, emergency. And I know how I feel about that, when you start talking that way, because I'm not even sure you can do that legally.
And that's the problem.
Put the money directly to the police. And that's what I've heard before, is that it has to go in the general fund and you cannot earmark stuff. But anyway.
Let's talk about it.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio. It is 8:46 in the morning, 605-4567. If you had a question for Jeff Keiser when you come back. 45 degrees out there, it's going to be raining. We'll be right back.
Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans. Choice of soup or salad and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
National News with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, 6 p.m. of course. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for new, previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Well, Redding Crown Motors, your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue, my friends. They do great work down there. Give you great deals on that car, truck, or SUV, and their service department is just simply outstanding. Redding Crown Motors, you can give them a call at 223-2177, or again, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Saturday is Gun Owners of California's fundraiser there. There's still some tickets left, I believe. You give Jones Fort a call, or just stop by Jones' Fort on Cypress, but give them a call at 222-3223 and become a part of that and help fight for our gun rights. We were just talking about what happened in San Francisco with them telling everybody they had to keep either the guns on themselves in the house or locked up and or have trigger locks on them, or it's against the law. It's just another law, as we've been talking about in the chat room. They just keep adding on to people. But Gun Owners of California on Saturday starts around 4:30 at Wind River, and you can have a great time there. Trish, we're with Jeff Kieser, who is the Anderson City Manager, and you two have been, during the breaks, it's really fun because they roll around on the floor and they punch each other. Trish thumbed him in the eye, and so his eye is swollen shut on the right side, so.
Fortunately, I have two. We're still good to go.
There you go.
There you go.
We're icing him right now.
Okay, so we're going to go now, and we're going to talk about the reality of what you can do with the ballot measure and how it's phrased, and can you, in fact, say where that money's going to go?
Right. So there's truly two kinds of ballot measures. A general ballot measure, which is what is proposed on the coming June ballot, the money goes to the general fund. That's why we have the advisory measure B. It's very common in the state right now to give the voters a way of telling us where they want that money to go.
But it's not, it is not binding.
It does not earmark it for a specific item.
And the reason is?
Because to do that, you need two-thirds of your voters to approve that measure.
And that's almost impossible to gain.
That is correct.
To get two-thirds of the people to agree on anything is almost impossible.
That is correct.
Even if it's good for them.
That's right.
so we take the back door into it. We do a 50% plus one vote.
Correct.
Just a simple majority. And then we do the earmark or the second ballot measure to advise us what we want to do. Recognizing, and we are a group of people who has not a great deal of trust in our government at this time, recognizing that any council can change a future, you know, one council does not bind a future council to a decision. So even if the five members of your city council right now say, okay, we're going to spend it all on law enforcement, and they carry through, as soon as the new majority is created on that council, that can all change.
That's absolutely true. But also, I think that's where citizens have to get involved in their government. They have to step forward, come to council meetings and say, hey, that's what that money was for. This is what we as residents, business owners, users, park users, that's what that money was for. Council, you need to keep it there.
We need a vigilant society.
You got to be involved.
You got to be involved, and that's what we talk about all the time. We get the kind of government that we deserve, and what we've got right now is because too much of the population stays home and does not get involved.
Well, I think it's really important. I've been working with my daughter. She's studying Thomas Jefferson and all the early creation of our government. You've got to be involved. That's what they were created to do. And we've kind of lost that a little bit. Citizens need to be involved.
I think
you look back in history, the answers are there.
They are, but we've also got a government which keeps on trying to put more and more people on the government dole. And when they do that, people have a tendency then to be, you know, it's kind of like you're getting the tranquilizer with the milk. You know, it's keeping, you know, people going, oh, you know what, yeah, you know, this isn't really right, but, you know, it feels good. You know, it's kind of like, you know.
But that same population that is being created by the government people do not believe in our Constitution and our republic form of government.
Well, that's true.
They're trying to change it.
They're trying to say our
Constitution is not what it should be. And that we don't want a representative form of government. We want let's face it, what they want is a socialist government.
Well, I think, too, and you see letters to the editor that says we need to do away with our present electoral college system. And we need to – let's really take a look at – what's this two senators per state? Why do we do that? We should be based on population. And we already know what that means. You've already got the state of California's got more homeless and transients than any other state in the union combined. And then you have, you know, just the things that are happening. I mean, but it's this kind of thinking that just does away with freedom.
That's exactly
you know, for
right.
the whole country. Anyway, but going back to Anderson, what's come down the road here with Brian Anderson, Jeff? That's besides
talk,
the
talk
attacks.
About the plans for that annexation. Yeah. Expand on that just a bit.
So, okay, if people aren't aware, it's 385 acres, primarily the Roseburg Old Mill site. Does not include Shasta Paper. It still has its own associated issues. It'll run down to about where the Kenworth is. To the south and to the north, it'll encompass all the property that fronts I-5 up to the Gateway Center or where Safeway is. So puts the rest of the freeway frontage in that area into the city limits, which kind of makes sense. It should be. That'll allow for Roseburg. I think they have some plans. They brought this to us. We did, you know, we've obviously partnered with them, had meetings with them, but they have brought this forward and been the real driving force.
And that's on the freeway there.
Yeah, on the other side of from the Shasta Outlets and Walmart on the other side of the freeway.
East side of the freeway, right okay. at the new off ramp.
So are we looking at a shopping center there?
Who knows what they have in mind? But retail doesn't hurt.
We don't know the answer to that question. And as government, that's not necessarily that land is currently zoned industrial. There is also some commercial. Mm-hmm. Obviously, an easy one to put industrial manufacturing in, the rail access, the highway access, and the reality is it's very close to the airport, too. So
it's an excellent piece of property, has all kinds of potential, and certainly perhaps some opportunities for some manufacturing and industrial
a lot of opportunity. And the one thing, what does Anderson have? We have water. Even though there's a drought right now, Anderson has water. We're the first city coming down the valley. We don't pull surface water. All of ours is out of a ground.
Didn't I see those that Anderson was going to only get 25% of the water that they were supposed
to
be getting?
That's ACID.
That's Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District.
Okay.
Yeah, no, City of Anderson is all a well-driven system. Not only that, we have an expanded, up-to-date sewer system.
You bet.
All of the infrastructure is in place in the city of Anderson without issue.
Which is what our government
building,
role is.
How about building a private prison? Y'all can make tons of money off that.
I think I'll pass.
No, I mean, you know, you bring in a private prison. I mean, look at what AB 109 is. I mean, it's not easy, but there are private prisons out there that make a lot of money.
They certainly are. And have you visited Susanville lately?
I think she's looking at you, Carl.
No. I try not to. I drive through Susanville on my way to Reno.
Most people do because they have that prison population, that all of the attending things that happen with a prison.
So you're saying that's wrong?
I would think not. So what else is positive in the city of Anderson?
So let's positive. Around the Walmart area, look for future development. New gas station, new coffee shop just around the corner. The Vineyards is no longer. It's Skyview. That's the new name of the subdivision up there. They're building homes. They're beautiful. Best views in Shasta County.
Absolutely.
And so there's another big parcel down there right on 273 at Pleasant Hills. That's Skyview Plaza. The developer is actively working with us in Caltrans. Look for a new intersection, you know, in the coming years at Factory Outlets and 273. That'll be a future Ronda Road extension there. So exciting times. We have people coming to town wanting to do stuff, and we're working with them to get them there.
Well, and I want to invite people to go up and take a drive up around the Skyview property, because he's absolutely right. Some of the best views and landscapes, nice trees, beautiful area up in that area.
Yeah, quality houses. Great prices, and really something you got to consider when you're in the market.
And Anderson's not one of the three worst places to live in.
Well, and that's exactly right. You know, we're obviously marketing that. We're you just need to come a little bit south, and your well-being is well protected.
Great line.
Okay, our guest today, of course, Trish Clark has been my cohort here. We've had Anderson Police Chief on, who's talked about a new task force they're being put together in Shasta County to deal with this question of homeless and transients and how we can handle this. And then Jeff Keiser, who is the Anderson City Manager, who is talking about the new tax raise, if that happens or not, and some of the things that are happening in a positive sense in Anderson. And we appreciate you being here.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity and love coming and visiting with you guys. And Trish, you know, I'm going to go away and ice my eye a little bit and heal up and be ready for the next go around.
Thanks, Trish. Remember, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Tomorrow we got Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California. We've got a lot of things happening on Friday here. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Consumer spending, crucial to the health of the economy, rose faster than we thought in the final quarter of last year. And that fueled a 2.6% rise in overall economic growth.
Consumers, they're seeing small income gains. You know, we're seeing more jobs. We are seeing small wage gains. And they're feeling more confident about the outlook more generally, so they're a little bit more willing to spend.
PNC financial economist Gus Fauché, a sign that home sales could slow in the coming months. SRN's Jeremy House says fewer people are signing home buying contracts.
The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index fell 0.8% to 93.9. The index has declined 10.5% in the past 12 months. Higher mortgage rates, rising prices, and a limited supply of homes have slowed sales since the index peaked last June. Snowstorms appear to have reduced purchases in the Northeast.
The International Monetary Fund is offering